Yes, and that's the music from the legendary Alhaji Suri Kanja Kuyoti from Guinea. The track there is Nina. Nina is considered one of the first love songs out of the Mande areas of West Africa. He actually took a bold step here to sing a love song about a woman he loved, Nina. And so that actually set the precedence for a lot of other younger artists who came to play music about love openly like that. And so if you're just joining us, this is WRT 89.9 FM, Madison, Wisconsin. My name is Alhaji Njai.
And this is Linda Vakunta, a.k.a. DJ Linda.
And
if you're just joining us, I hope you're not just joining us.
Right.
You just heard the Balafon Master, Le Maître, Cherno,
Jobate. Yes.
And we have a filmmaker coming up at 3:15.
Yes, and here is a track from Cherno, Jobate, on his CD. And we're going to play this track here, and so it will be, you will listen to more of his music. And tonight he is playing with Kike Matu at the Alchemy. It's free, so no cover, so you can come. There is no excuse to be down there and come out. So there is a great band here in Madison called Kike Matu with our good friend Manju Mara on the as a lead, and the Balafon Maestro here will be playing along with that band. So
yes,
it should be an exciting night.
It should be powerful to hear the Balafon along with the djembe
right.
In such an intimate space as the Alchemy.
Absolutely.
So come out.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, my one. Not a race is a V.
Exciting collaboration there between the Garifuna artist Aurelio Martinez, who was here in the studio with us at some point as a guest, and Yusun Dur, the legend from West Africa, connecting a connection there, a musical connection between the Garifuna and the Caribbean and West Africa. And so today, speaking of the Garifuna communities here in the U.S. and in the Caribbean, we have a movie director and producer on the line with us. And then we also have a Garifuna native who is now based in Chicago and has a restaurant as well, one of the only Midwest restaurant, Garifuna restaurants. And so we are going to have both of them on air with us at some point. And so we will basically start off with Andrea, who is an award-winning director and been involved in involved in a lot of movies for the Caribbean. And one of them involves, making a movie on the voodoo and the church in Haiti. Also, she made the movie about the Guatemalan communities, the issues between the Guatemalan government and the Mayan communities, called the movie is titled The Long Road Home. And then she's also been involved with narrating the story of the Garifuna people in Belize as well, known as the Garifuna Journey. And now she is up to another project with the Garifuna in the Caribbean, and I think it's known as the Yurumen. And so, Andrea Leland, welcome to Pan Africa.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
I love you. Oh.
Welcome, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
Yes, thank you for this exciting project. And then I know you are joined. We have Hussein also on the line. And Hussein.
Yes.
Hussein, welcome to Pan Africa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we are excited to have both of you on the line. And I will start by for you guys to tell our listeners just about this project, that it is exciting project on the Garifuna in the Caribbean. Can you tell us a little bit about this project and how it all got started?
I can speak to that. I actually made a film in the 1998 in Belize called The Garifuna Journey, which was about the story of the Garifuna who had been exiled from St. Vincent in the Caribbean to Belize. Mm-hmm. And I met Hussein's father and Hussein's grandmother, Hussein's whole family in Belize, and really became friendly with them. That's a side from how this project started. Anyways, the Euromaine project started when I took the Garifuna Journey film to St. Vincent and showed it to people in St. Vincent. And I had there was a huge emotional response of the people on St. Vincent who knew nothing about their brothers and sisters who had been exiled. Wow. And they were literally crying at the fact that they had no culture. And I said, of course you have a culture. Of course you have your own story. It's not the story that the British have told you about. It isn't the colonial story. It's your story. And I picked up a camera and started to record their story. So this is the other half of the Garifuna story, one that really hasn't been brought to light at all.
Wow. And that's amazing. That's fantastic. Yes. And Hussein, and I read a lot, and I'm really excited about learning about your restaurant out in Chicago.
Yeah.
Carrying the Garifuna culture. I'm actually going to do a special trip down to Chicago for that. But can you tell us a little bit? Yeah, can you tell us a little bit?
That's good.
That'll be fantastic. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your involvement in this project, and then tell our listeners about your restaurant, which seems to be a family owned, and all the activities. You look like a very active man in Chicago.
Yeah. So we'll start off with the Garifuna Journey. It's a film that we play here at the restaurant all the time, and it's really kind of the signature film telling the story of our culture. And as Andrea noted, it is important for us to tell our history, because if we're not the ones in charge of our history and telling it, that leaves others to tell it for us, often inaccurately. And so the Garifuna journey is told by Garifuna people, from start, from our time in St. Vincent and the wars in St. Vincent and those who traveled from St. Vincent to Central America, kind of leaving Garifuna people as a almost nationless people because we were exiled from our own land. And so we're now in Belize, we're in Guatemala, we're in Honduras, we're in Roatan, as well as the United States. But that piece of us has always been missing because we're originally from Euromaine, which is St. Vincent. And so this film, this Euromaine homeland, really is kind of connecting and bridging the gap between, the Garifuna of Central America and kind of our brethren in St. Vincent. And we've had a preview of the film here at Garifuna Flavor, and there's just such a connection between the Garifuna that were here and really feeling a sense of importance of how big this is to start bridging that gap. And it's kind of been kind of revitalization where those in St. Vincent are really trying to find out about their history and their culture, and those in Central America and the Garifuna descendants are really trying to start taking trips back to Euromaine to really reconnect with our people. And interestingly enough, an individual came in the restaurant yesterday. He lives in New York now, but he's saying that he was from St. Vincent.
Wow.
And so I asked him if he knew anything about the Garifuna people and what have you, and he had no clue.
Wow.
So I started talking to him about, who his people were, and saying, hey, me and you are probably connected somewhere down the line.
Right.
We might be family.
Right, right.
It's important for you to start learning about this culture and the history and our ties.
Right.
And, so I pointed him to the Garifuna Journey, and I said, hey, this Euromaine movie is coming out. Really start looking into that, And in terms of the restaurant, Garifuna Flavor has been going strong since 2008. So we just made our 5-year anniversary June 1st this year. And we're serving, traditional Garifuna cuisine as well as Belizean Central American blend of food.
That sounds good.
Yes.
So we've been lucky to be featured in you know, a few media and press in the Chicagoland area, as well as the Food Network nationally.
But even
more so, Griffin of Flavor is a place where members of our community can come and gather and have a place of their own.
Oh, yes.
To bring family and have meetings and have gatherings and have the showings like what we had with Andrea's film.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're just really trying to keep that sort of atmosphere and teach people about who the Garifuna people are.
Right.
You know, there's only about 500,000 of us in existence.
Wow.
And so having people learn about our culture and our language and the issues going on.
Right.
You know, there's some serious issues going on in St. Vincent with the Garifuna people and land rights and land being taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can educate others about issues that are going on, not only here, but in Central America, and how that speaks to greater issues in the world.
Right.
So it's supposed to be a full-scale, not just a dining experience, but a cultural learning experience.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Andrea, do you have, first of all, do you have other screenings coming up in other cities? I know it's been screened in Chicago, but are you doing more screenings around the U.S.?
Are you talking about the Yearmain film? It's not actually finished yet.
Okay.
I'm talking to you from San Francisco, and this is where I'm doing my finishing my edit. I'm doing color correction, sound design. The film should be out in September.
Okay.
After that, I do hope to connect with the Garifuna community in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, possibly Houston, possibly the Bay Area, to have a joint presentation with the community, a public presentation, plus also, you know, it will be in film festivals, and of course it will be available for sale, you know, on my website, so that people, at a very low price, so that people who are in the community or people who have an interest will be able to see it.
Right.
One thing I wanted to mention is that Hussein's dad, Rodel Castillo, he is a musician as well as a restaurateur, and his music is featured in the Yearmain film.
Right.
I have four songs of his, as well as Andy Palacios' music from the Watina album.
Right.
And also a musician called Abuza, who lives in St. Vincent, and some of his original music. So we're going to have a marvelous soundtrack to the Yearmain film, filled with both Garifuna music, both from St. Vincent and the diaspora.
Right. And I must say, I did listen to a couple of the tracks from Rodel Castillo's album, and it's really, really good, and it's I was going to have a few of them. I might have it before the end of this interview on cue to play here. But this is a fantastic project and idea, and I'm a big fan of this connecting the cultures and anthropology and all this aspect. And, you know, I actually got an invitation to come down to Honduras by Aurelio Martinez. And he had taught me some few pickup lines and few words from the Garifuna language, which I also taught him some words from my language, and they sounded very similar. So that actually sparked an interest, you know. So
we get a lot of people who come in the restaurant, and you know, you teach them some words, and you know, especially West Africans, they'll be like, "Wow, this is."
Very
we can
similar.
See the ties directly
in
your language and how you're speaking. And speaking of Aurelio, he was just at the restaurant yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He came by for lunch. I heard the track you were playing from his recent album.
Yes.
Wow. And, yeah, he's in town this weekend, so he stopped by. You know, whenever he's in town, he makes sure to come by and say hi to family and, you know, get some good food and conversation.
You know, we just had a Guinean here who was able to speak in French, and then we played his song, which was in another language. So it would be great to hear one of you speak something in Garifuna.
Yes.
Either Hussein or Andre, well, or anybody.
Well, I'll teach you a basic Garifuna greeting, which okay. will be say hello to you all, which is be Ida Biangi.
Ida Biangi,
which is like, hello, how are you doing? Good. And to Biangi. Say, I am doing fine, I'm well, is Magarati.
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 There we okay. go.
How about
Ida Biangi Thursday? Hussein.
What is Magarati?
Yes, Andrea?
How about the word Sereme? What does that mean?
Yeah, Yoruba is, it's Yoruba speaks to the homeland of the place of our cultural birth.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of our heart, you know. Mm-hmm. So Aurelio's music speaks of it, and if Palacio's music speaks of it, my father Rodi's music speaks of Yoruba mm-hmm. as the cultural homeland mm-hmm. where our people lived, where they fought, where they battled, mm-hmm. and where we have been exiled, you know.
Right.
And so it's a close place to all of our hearts, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, almost every Garifuna artist, you know, speaks to Yoruba in their music, and that shows how large it is in our culture.
Right. And so, if okay, go ahead, Andre.
If it's possible to make a plug here for the film, I'm yes. actually involved in a fundraising campaign right now,
sure.
crowdsourced mm-hmm. funding mm-hmm. campaign, mm-hmm. and one of the perks. If you make a $35 donation to the film, you get Rodel's CD, the In
nice.
Exile CD. So nice. If your audience would be interested, they could go to the website and mm-hmm. possibly make a donation.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what's the website and the information?
Well, the website, you can go to my website, which is AndreaLeland.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on there's a link to make a donation for the film. And you can also see, you know, an 8-minute trailer of the film. You can actually see 8 minutes of the film.
Okay. Wonderful.
Wonderful. And
please go there, because it is it's a movie definitely worth worth viewing and watching and teaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only if you're a Garifuna or a Central American, it's worth seeing, you know, the story of these people and how it connects to your people, no matter where you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just teaching of new cultures, because a lot of people still don't know of Garifuna culture.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that these Africans exist mm-hmm. in the diaspora, mm-hmm. just, you know, untouched and, you know, haven't been enslaved and have kept their language and their culture and history,
mm-hmm.
It speaks to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, you know, any donation is greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one point that I wanted to make is that I, as a filmmaker, don't go into the community with a script. Mm-hmm. I actually go into the community, and it's a actual perfect collaboration between outsider and insider. As an outsider, I can see things within the community that look ordinary to mm-hmm. people within the community, and they think, oh, that's not important, but
right.
it is important.
Mm-hmm.
And as an insider collaborating with the community, they point out to me the elders and the tradition bearers that need to be interviewed, that need to get, you know, the oral history of, you know, documented. And all of my footage is collected from all of my films throughout the Caribbean, the work I did in Haiti, Belize, Chiapas, and the Caribbean, mm-hmm. is housed at the Center for Black Music Research in mm-hmm. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I have hundreds of hours of film and transcript that's available for people to see and possibly use if they wanted to, especially people within the community who want to know, for example, how do you make cassava?
Wow.
Kids who were born here in the United States have never really seen the process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I documented that process, and all that footage, you know, interviews with the elders,
mm-hmm.
is in the Center for Black Music Research Archive.
Wow.
So I just wanted to make that plug.
Yeah, that's really wonderful to hear, actually, because that was going to be my question to both of you, if there are any activities targeting the young people, because a lot of these old people are acquainted with the histories and some of the stories you're telling, but, you know, the young people who are just growing up and probably have zero idea. So it's great to hear that you have those kind of resources for younger folks.
Oh, yeah, and there's definitely been a movement lately among the community to really educate the young people, you know, about who they are. Because, you know, when you are the minority in various places, you know, you tend not to, you know, the pressures of the outside society makes you sometimes not want to appreciate your own culture.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so the movement now is to really... especially here in the U.S., in Los Angeles and New York and here in Chicago, there's just lots of events going on now in terms of cultural nights and language courses and, you know, and just drumming schools and, you know, just all the, you know, the cultural, you know, events are just being pushed now towards everyone, as well as even in Belize, you know, they're teaching, they're pushing to teach the language all over the country, not just in Griffin townships.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, sort of there's really been a push in the past few years of really making sure that the legacy is carried on from each generation. And starting from young, you will appreciate the fact that you are Griffin. You will love the fact that you are Griffin. You'll love your cassava. You'll love your hududu.
Right.
You'll love, you know, all the dishes, you know.
Absolutely.
You won't be ashamed of that.
Absolutely.
No, that's great.
And if you guys can hold on a second, we will play a song by Andy Palacio, and then we'll come back and you guys can, we can wrap up and tell our listeners more about this really exciting, you know, project that you guys are undertaking here. Really, really powerful.
Yes.
I'm very much impressed about what you're doing. So here we have Andy Palacio with Watina. The soulfulness, you can sense the pain, you can sense the blues, you can sense all that connection to Africa. And Andy Palacio is actually a hero for me myself because of what he's done for for preserving some of this or for putting the issue of the Garifuna out there. And you know, Hussein and Andrea, I had maybe a double-edged question here. Quickly, if one of you can just tell our listeners, because we've spoken about the Garifuna, but maybe a little bit about the history, how they got to Belize, from maybe the sort of the story behind how they got to Belize, Honduras, and all those areas in Caribbean from Africa. And then for Hussein, I must say what has been the influence of people like Andy Palacio on the young Garifuna, members like you?
Well, quickly, it's a long story, but to make a long story short,
yes,
Africans came over before Columbus actually discovered the Caribbean, came to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. There was an expedition from a Mali king in the 11th century, mm-hmm. and they think that Africans came in on the trade winds and mixed with the Carib Indians that were on St. Vincent. And then the British came after Columbus, mm-hmm. brought with them many slaves from Africa. Mm-hmm. Many of the slaves who escaped slavery mm-hmm. came to St. Vincent, which was the stronghold of resistance against colonialism, and this is a story that people really don't know about. And mm-hmm. the Caribs mixed with the Africans, and for hundreds of years, over 200 years, they resisted the British mm-hmm. and other colonial forces, the French and others. The British finally overcame the Caribs in 1797, and they were exiled first to Baliso and then put on ships and sent to Roatan. And from there, the community spread across. There were only, I should add, 5,000 were exiled. Only 2,000 survived. Mm. And as Hussein said, there's 500,000 descendants today from those 2,000 that survived.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's really an amazing story, and one which the British are not, advertising. Mm-hmm. And we don't read about this in the history books.
Mm-hmm.
I was really shocked myself when I heard about this story, and I realized that I had to make a film about this because it's an important story and mm-hmm. it's one that should be told.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Hussein, you can pick up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just speaking of how unique of a story it is, talking to people here in Chicago when they come to the restaurant, and when you tell, other Africans or African Americans or, Caribbean peoples that, hey, they're Africans in Central and the Caribbean before Columbus time,
mm-hmm.
they're shocked. They're like, we have never heard of this. It was unimaginable to a lot of people.
Right.
And, just to know, like I said earlier, about important for us to tell our own history.
Mm-hmm.
Because, once you tell your story, it is hard for others to retell that story.
Mm-hmm.
And you will tell it accurately. You will tell it from the point of view it needs to be told from,
mm-hmm.
and not in a point of view that, fuels any sort of agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've always, our history is probably at our heart and soul of the Garifuna people,
mm-hmm.
and paying homage to our ancestors because they survived this journey mm-hmm. from St. Vincent to Central America, and they have, progressed our culture ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Andy Palacio and His album, Latina, really reinvigorated everyone
mm-hmm.
About the importance of just keeping our culture alive and understanding its greatness and our uniqueness,
mm-hmm.
and letting the world know that, hey, we are here.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it was a great pride that we took with Andy Palacio's music because, we come from these small towns in Central America,
mm-hmm.
and to have, Andy's music make it to the world music stage where he's winning cultural awards,
mm-hmm.
Album of the Year awards, mm-hmm. and there's only 500,000 of us in existence.
Mm-hmm.
It spoke to us,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we took it with a lot of pride, and, Andy was a good friend of our family, too, so whenever mm-hmm. he came to Chicago, he always, came by and had had dinner with us, and, you know, so we were very well connected with him. Mm-hmm. And
he was lovely. He was really a lovely man. Mm-hmm. He really was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Wow.
And even more so, you know, like I said about the language schools now and the cultural events and all that, you know, mm-hmm. you know, that's been happening now, you know, mm-hmm. and it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And even this weekend, we have a host of cultural events happening at our restaurant, you know, and that's mm-hmm. that's part of the movement that Andy saw mm-hmm. With his vision.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So one of the things I'd like to say is that one of the inspirations for making this film and one of the goals that I hope to reach with this film is to really bring this culture back to St. Vincent, because mm-hmm. sadly, you know, there's a whole community there that are completely disconnected from their roots mm-hmm. and have been for the past 200 years since they were under British colonial rule, mm-hmm. have been really denigrated and put down and considered savages mm-hmm. on their own, you know, on their own island, on their own land. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this film will really help to reconnect the diaspora mm-hmm. with the homeland and bring more self-esteem back to the people who live on St. Vincent, mm-hmm. who really deserve, you know, to know their history and mm-hmm. to feel good about them.
Wow, this is really impressive.
This is fantastic, impressive. Yeah. And we hope to bring you guys again here when the movie is finished. And, you know, we might probably try to organize a showing here mm-hmm. in Madison. It's a university campus. And mm-hmm. we like to see young. Yeah, we like
to
see.
Yeah, that'd
be great.
And maybe Rodell could come and play some music.
That would be great.
Quest performer.
Definitely try to organize that.
We could do that. Yeah, pull that up. Yeah.
It's and just really impressive how you guys have used, I wanted to say, how you've used different mediums and media mm-hmm. to put this out, mm-hmm. Using music, using films, mm-hmm. Using schools.
Mm-hmm. And using food.
Using food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just amazing. Yeah. I don't know, are there books on this? I was just thinking children's book, but maybe it's my mind running crazy. Are there any children books that talk about this?
There is Learning Garifuna children's book that is that was just released last year.
Okay.
The name of the author evades me right now, but there is one available that was just recently released, and we had copies here at the restaurant, and they sold out.
That's great.
You know, pretty immediately. So it is available. The woman is based in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So I'm sure you could just Google it, and you could definitely find that resource.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you guys so much.
Is it possible on your website or Facebook page for you to provide links to the film and the restaurant and maybe the resources for the Garifuna community?
Absolutely. Definitely. And once once again, I'd like you to just remind our listeners about the URL for your website, and then before we go, I'd like Hussein for you to tell us the address of the restaurant in Chicago to our listeners, so you know everyone knows where the restaurant is in Chicago.
Okay, great, thanks. That's terrific. The website to watch a trailer of the film and to help donate to the film is Andrea Leland, andrealeland.com, andrealeland.com. And there you'll find links to the film, my other films, and to the donation page.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. We'll have that on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And Hussein, can you just tell us?
In terms of the restaurant, Garifuna Flavor Caribbean restaurant is located at 2518 West 63rd Street, mm-hmm. Chicago, Illinois. We are about maybe 2 to 3 miles east of Midway Airport.
Okay.
If you are downtown Chicago, we're about maybe a 15-minute drive, so we're not too far
at
all. And we're open 6 days a week, so come check us out anytime, and we hope to serve you the best in ethnic cuisine.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you both.
I just want to give a real quick shout-out to Hussein's mom, Yolanda, who's the cook in the kitchen, and
she's the cook. She makes it happen.
Oh wow! All right.
When I say home cook cuisine, is literally home cook cuisine.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you both, and we hope to come down to Chicago and sample the food and meet the family.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you guys, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And check out our Facebook page, Pan Africa Radio Show. We'll have these links and, you know, the address and everything.
Right.
Yes, and that was a wonderful insight into the Garifuna culture from Andrea Leland and Hussein Castillo.
Yeah, who is the owner, family-owned business of the Garifuna Flavor Restaurant in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And now we leave you. We're almost out of time, about 5 minutes to the end of our show, and La Junta is up next. And we'll leave you with the Garifuna artist, a combination here with Yusundur.
Oh, yes.
And this track is called Wamada. Mm-hmm. The reason why I like this track is because you can actually see that Aurelio Martinez, a Garifuna, he went to Senegal and he was playing this song. And at some point in the song, he was crying because you find that there is a connection between, you know, the Wolof and the language and the thing he was speaking. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear what he's singing and the Yusundu singing and then the other guys, Orchestra Baobab in the background, you will really feel the connection in this song. And this track is called Wamada from a very beautiful album of Aurelio Martinez called La Rubeya.
Yes, great album. Get it. And we've played a number of tracks from those albums today, so check our Spinitron page and you get a list of everything we've played today. Thank you all for tuning in. Great show today with music from everywhere.
Yes.
From Guinea.
Yes.
To Central America.
And live music. We also thank Cherno Djibouti for coming into the studio, the balafon master from Guinea. If you missed that show, go back to our archives and listen.
Yes, tonight. And Cherno is playing tonight.
Yes.
At the Alchemy.
At the Alchemy. We'll see you there.
10 p.m.
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, that wada wa lugura say di ne hey la di ge ichana lugune pap kuriere ichana lugune pap kuriere ichana lugune pap kuriere ichana lugune pap kuriere hey 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 ichana lugune pap kuriere.